The blind guitarist and singer Raul Madan is my guest today, originally from New Mexico, where his Argentine father and his brother influenced him to keep his always evident positive attitude. Raul spent time in Miami singing background vocals on Latin albums before he arrived in New York City, where he recorded his debut album. We start with a live performance of State of Mind, the title track from that album, Raul Madan.
Used to sit and worry about the future. Worrying about the future don't change the past. Used to think tomorrow would be better. But now I know that I'm doing the best I can. I'm just a man trying to find the reasons why I stand. Took some time to realize that I am what I am. And I wanna be rich, I wanna be happy, and live inside that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I wanna be rich, more than a fantasy. Ride the winds and climb, 'cause it's all a state of mind. Wake up in the morning and I turn the pages. Don't understand what's going down. Everybody's acting so outrageous. It's gonna take a lot of love to turn things around. I'm just a man trying to find the reasons why I stand. Took some time to realize that I am what I am. And I wanna be rich, I wanna be happy, and live inside a love that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I wanna be rich, more than a fantasy. Ride the winds and climb, 'cause it's all a state of mind. Sad, now I'm feeling fine. It's a taking and a giving. That makes this life worth living. Makes this life worth living. I wanna be rich, I wanna be happy, and live inside a love that shines bright enough to last a lifetime. I wanna be rich, more than a fantasy. Ride the winds and climb. Ride the winds and fly. Ride the winds and climb. A state of mind.
That's the show-stopping start to our set today. Raul Madon is with us, and that is the title track, A State of Mind, the new album. Great song, and a song that showcases so much of what you do. How has your guitar technique evolved over the years? People would call it flamenco. I don't know if that's where it comes
Absolutely.
From. Yeah, that's
Definitely.
Part of it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the first training that I had was flamenco training. My father owned a restaurant that had featured flamenco dancers and guitar players, and so I started taking lessons very early with flamenco and got very steeped in that tradition. These were very traditional teachers that were very interested in teaching technique, and we did a lot of exercises, you know, like that, being able to go up and down the neck and picking and that sort of thing. You know, and then later I had jazz teachers. They were, learned a lot more about music. In flamenco, you'd learn a lot of technique, but you don't learn about music and about the tools and about harmony and that kind of thing. In between that was classical. And I learned a lot of things by rote with classical guitar. I wouldn't learn anything about what the chords were or what key I was playing in or anything. It was just all by rote. So jazz really kind of put the whole thing together.
Mm. So where did the tapping come in? Is that later you do a lot of that?
I mean, it was part of what was going on in the guitar world. And I think my first love was drums, you know, percussion and drums.
Right,
so
right.
I kind of always wanted to be a drummer and a guitar player
right.
at the same time. So, you know... You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Or just to be able to put rhythm at the same time as chords. And really that developed, the last touches really came when I was when I moved to New York. Because
right.
I was starting to play solo and I was playing in these rooms that were not necessarily friendly rooms. So I kind of had to go in there and I kind of determined that I was going to go in there and play my original music to people who were just, you know, drinking liquor out of paper cups and just, you know, hanging out. And so this kind of guitar technique kind of made him turn around and say, you know, and then the trumpet thing, it was sort of like a way to get people's attention, then hopefully hold their attention with something good.
You know? Right. And then you mentioned going to New York, but I know you spent some time in Miami. Were you making music there?
Yeah, it was quite a, went to the University of Miami and, got a degree in studio music and jazz guitar, but I did a lot of singing and I was in the vocal ensembles. And then I started working a lot in the studios in Miami, mostly as a singer. People have written that I was a guitarist, but mm-hmm. really I was a singer. I would try not to even let the producers know that I played guitar because I was terrified of playing guitar in the studio. But I sang backgrounds on a lot of people's records, Enrique Iglesias and Julio and Ricky Martin, whatever, a lot of records. But I always also had gigs playing in, you know, places, even if it was restaurants. And I would always kind of keep playing my tunes.
Well, it seems to have worked. Raul Madon is our guest here in the cafe. And you want to do another one from State of Mind?
Sure. This is a real fun kind of thing to play. It's originally happened when I first moved to New York and I started working with Louis Vega, this dance DJ that really made some nice records. I couldn't believe that I was working with a DJ and we just really clicked and we wrote this song kind of together and it's, I call it a gumbo of all kinds of music. It has clave in it, it has pop, it has soul, it has jazz. Kind of elements in it. It's called Sunshine I Can Fly.
Ven acá, ven acá, ven acá, ven acá. 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 Ae, ae, ae la chambelona, ae, ae, ae la chambelona, ae, ae, ae la chambelona, ae, ae, ae la chambelona. Estoy volando con los rayos del sol porque te tengo, te tengo, te tengo, te tengo dentro de mi corazón. La 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 la. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly. Mm-hmm. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly. Yeah. Every day I wonder why.
peace on earth so hard to find. Real peace begins inside, in our hearts and in our minds. Hearts and minds begin to see that one and all means you and me. And what we know can set us free, rearrange reality. Reality is one we know, we can change the river's flow. Plant a seed, watch it grow, build a shelter, build a home. Home is where my heart will stay, even when I'm far away. Makes no difference what they say, as long as you will be my sunshine. When you're with me, I can fly. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly. When I'm feeling sad and low, and I'm not sure where to go, and all the good times that I've known have gone and left me all alone. All alone I'll never be, long as you are here with me. Now you're in everything I see, and everything I'm doing. All I do for you. You're my sun, you're my moon. Every lazy afternoon, you're my inspiration. Inspiration lights the way, brings a spark up to each day. It makes the dark clouds go away, so let us let the children play. When you're with me, I can fly. Sunshine, when you're with me, I can fly. Sunshine, when I'm with you, babe.
Madonna is with us today, and that's another one from State of Mind, his debut album, which is out on Manhattan Records, and that is Sunshine, live version today here in the World Cafe. Good stuff indeed. Your songs are, your lyrics are all very, very positive and upbeat and almost everything.
Well, they are on this record.
Yeah. What if there's a whole series of things we haven't heard?
Oh, let me tell you. I'm a big Randy Newman fan.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah. Now, you know, I've always thought that it's part of my mission. Like, since I have, you know, whatever, I have an opportunity to sing to a lot of people and to talk to a lot of people, you know, that's part of... You know, my life experience has been that of beating the odds, you know, of doing things that people said I couldn't do. I mean, after all of the sort of work that I had done in Miami, when I told people I was going to move to New York City, they said, "You're crazy," especially because it was right after 9/11. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just thought I was insane. I went to a prep school from a blind school, which I had lived at for 10 years. It was a boarding school. People said, "You'll never make it." You know, that's crazy to do that, and people have failed, and you're going to fail. And so it's always been that way for me. So it's not a, you know, put-on thing. That's been my experience. Doesn't mean I haven't experienced incredibly depressing things.
Right.
State of Mind actually came out of that. I mean, the song, it was the middle of winter in New York, and I was just you know, running out of money, and it was cold, and I'd come from Miami, and I just hated it, and I was in this little apartment. I was just like, what did I do?
I can see why your Miami friends would say, you know, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why do you think you challenge yourself like that? I mean, it has to have been a challenge to go from a blind school to a regular school.
I think it starts with the tools we were given by, you know, our family atmosphere. My father did not know the word "I can't." That just wasn't in our home, or "you can't," or "this is impossible." We always would have discussions about how things were possible, and just about the power of, you know, creative thinking, and it wasn't put in those terms. It wasn't necessarily New Age. My father's not a New Age guy, but it amounts to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, creative visualization, you know, it amounts to that. And I think that's where the idea came from. And when it came time to do that, I mean, it was a heavy burden for, because we went from living at a boarding school to being at home all the time and having to get help with homework every single night.
Mm, good point.
Serious homework. I mean, you know, I think we read The French Lieutenant's Woman in a week or something once at prep school. And that's just, you know. Serious.
Indeed. Now, did you, when you went to college, it was always going to be for music, or were there other things you were interested in?
It was always going to be for music. I actually got a scholarship at University of New Mexico because I had such good English SAT scores, horrible math scores, by the way, but good English scores. But I didn't give it a second thought. I wanted to go to University of Miami. I had three places that I applied to: Berkeley, at Boston, University of Miami, and North Texas State, because
mm-hmm.
that's where there was a jazz program going on. And mm-hmm. I, at that point, it's so interesting to think about today, because at that time, for me, I was just interested in music. I didn't think about record deals. I didn't think about business. I didn't think about being on American Idol. It was all about going somewhere where I could get better.
Raul Madon is our guest, and all right, what's next? What's next?
Well, maybe I'll play something play something a little quieter. This is called "Suddenly." I see the things I used to see so differently. I feel as if I found a new reality. Suddenly, the noise outside my window is a symphony. A symphony of endless possibility. Right in front of me. Winter's cold enough to chill you through and through. And I don't know who are the people passing by. They just don't seem to care. Suddenly, I understand the meaning of eternity. I'm reaching out my hand to touch you, now I see. Suddenly,
was cold, cold enough to chill you through and through. And I don't know who are the people passing by. They just don't seem to care. I understand the meaning of eternity. I'm reaching out my hand to touch you. Now I see. Suddenly.
Suddenly. Suddenly. Yeah, another one from Raul Madonna, who's playing live today. And we've been talking about the new album called State of Mind. Now, you've been blind since birth?
Yes. Basically, I was born premature. So I guess theoretically, I probably wasn't born blind, but I was born premature. And I was born in a rural hospital at the time. They put me in the incubator to save my life and didn't protect my eyes, so I lost I lost my vision that way. It damaged the retina.
So you know, your brother is a twin.
Mm-hmm.
So and is he sighted?
He's blind also.
Oh yes.
Yeah, we were born 5 minutes apart. The mm-hmm. same kind of thing happened to him. He actually saw until he was 15 partially. But we both went to blind school. We both learned Braille. But he saw. I mean, he could watch TV. He could read large print and so forth. So he knows what it's like to see. And then he lost his sight at 15. When we were at the prep school, and I still consider it a remarkable accomplishment that, you know, we were going through. It was intense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he just kept right on and graduated.
That's pretty amazing.
Losing his sight and everything. And, I mean, it was still a big. He was doing math problems, writing them out, you know. Print numbers, and all of a sudden, he couldn't do it.
Yeah, what a something to lose at that point in your life. I mean, if you hadn't had it, it's one thing. But does your brother play music?
Yes, he does. We both were very musically inclined. We used to actually sing together and sing in harmony together and play congas together. He just kind of took the scientific direction, and I took the musical direction.
So he had higher math scores.
Yeah, slightly.
Thanks a lot for playing live and for coming down today. A whole lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed the show many a nights in New York.
Excellent. Raul Madonna is our guest, and as we mentioned, the new album is State of Mind.